पॉइंट नंबर 54, एनवायरमेंट पोल्यूशन और मैन एंड हिज एनवायरमेंट. ऑन द वन हैंड साइंस हैज कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटेड मच टू द ह्यूमन हैप्पीनेस एंड प्रोग्रेस. ऑन द अदर हैंड इट हैज नाउ बिकम अ डेंजर टू आर सिविलाइजेशन एंड अ थ्रेट टू ह्यूमन सर्वाइवल. Pollution of the environment is the biggest danger of industrialization. Man in his desire for industrial expansion has gone beyond limit. There is suffocation and pollution all around. Man pollutes his environment and his himself. Scientists and statesmen today are worried over man's misuse and abuse of nature and science. Man is paying a heavy price for it. It is feared that if the current rate of air, water and soil pollution continues, it will lead to the gradual destruction of mankind. The problem of pollution is a danger to man's wealth, happiness, his safety and future. So big cities like Mumbai and Kolkata pine for fresh air. They feel suffocated due to textile mills which gives out smoke. Today there is impurity in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we take and the atmosphere we live in. Page number 286. Harmful gases, chemicals, smoke, dust and din. They can bring about more destruction than even war can. Various insecticides are a danger to health and happiness. Most common pollution is of the air through fumes, poisonous gases, odor, smoke, vapor, etc. Water is rendered unfit today for human use by impurities of various types. Factories inject more carbon dioxide and other air or liquid impurities in the surroundings and the nearby water sources. Poisonous air makes breathing difficult and chokes throat. Pollution of water is caused by disposing sewage water and industrial substances into it. In the rural areas, the rivers and the lakes are used for bathing, washing clothes and cattle. Same water is used for drinking and cooking. The problem of noise pollution is also there. It causes cough, hoarseness, throat pain, headache due to the strain of talking loudly in a noisy atmosphere. There's a lot of traffic noise of vehicles and excessive use of horns. So then there is an adulteration in food too. Increase in the population leads to greater demand on our natural resources and less space for all. Population explosion is a big factor. We should not blame science or technology but their space use. The need is that practical and effective steps should be taken against pollution. The advanced countries have gone in for birth control and pollution prevention. Leading industrial nations like America and Japan have introduced legislative and social measures to fight against pollution. The problem cannot be tackled by government alone. Each individual should realize his own responsibility. There should be regulations and strict supervision of industrial establishment. There should be scientific methods to render the pollution harmless through proper treatment, removal of industries to the areas outside the town, constant purification of air and water, by chemicals, development of forests, construction of proper sewerage system. If we want the earth to be healthy and a place of town living, we must have a plan for the nature. Anti-pollution laws have to be made more strict. Pollution problem is international, so it is not peculiar to our country. The irresponsible poisoning of the earth, air and water is most harmful for the world. Without effective international action, it might be difficult to keep the world as a safe and healthy place for the whole humanity.